You today, we are continuing in Siman Gimel. So I apologize. I know I posted last night's shiur a little bit on the later side. So we began again on Siman Gimel yesterday. Siman Gimel Sif Aleph. Today we're in Sif Beis. So the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. He says, "In holchin b'chukos ovdei kochav v'mulom esdama." A very interesting halacha. One should not follow in the ways of the Gentiles. Ovdei kochav is literally idolaters. But we're going to see this is not simply a din in idolatry. It's a general din of going out of one's way to try to emulate the nations of the world. So one should not walk in the pathways of the Ovdei Kochav, nor should one try to resemble them. Shouldn't try to mimic their styles, their clothing styles. Shouldn't try to mimic their haircuts. Pasuk says, do not walk in the pathways of the nations. Okay, so multiple psukim highlighting this same idea. Do not try to go ahead and emulate the pathways of the Gentiles. He goes on, he says, you should not wear an article of clothing that is specifically identified or specifically related to Avodah Zarah. L'shem geos v'ma b'sharim. Now again, it's not just Avodah Zarah. Of course, a certain article of clothing that people wear to, I guess we'll call it for hubris or for arrogance. You know, an article of clothing that people wear to show that they're chashev, that they're important. And this is what the exalted people wear. Jews should avoid such a thing like that. Uladugma, he says, hadar minam b'gimara. The Asra Yisrael is Damos line. So first of all, he's saying an article of clothing that's worn only for Gaiva and for Gaiva purposes alone. That's the only reason you wear it. So ultimately, again, the Kitzur says, a Yid should probably avoid such an article of clothing like that. Now, there's another piece, which is one is not supposed to go ahead and spend their time trying to emulate the nations of the world. Now, this is interesting. This is true even with shoelaces. What does it mean? For example, if it was ways of the Umos Olam to go ahead and tie their shoes a certain way, and Jews tie their shoes a different way. Or if the world wore red laces and Jews wore black laces, mishum detzeva shachar mora ala nova v'shiflus etznias. Because in general, the color of black is a little bit more associated with humility. Astra deyisrael lashanos. You cannot switch your shoelaces just simply in order to go ahead and resemble the nations of the world. Now, this is, of course, is a little example, but he's saying even something like a shoelace. If there's a type of lace that a Jew wears and a type of lace that a non-Jew wears, a Jew should not switch his laces in order to go and emulate the Umos HaOlam. Umizeh yilmot kol adam lefi mekomo v'shaito. And again, one should apply this to his particular circumstances. Shamabush ha'asvei liyura opritzus lo yasa Yisrael king. Certainly, again, an article of clothing that's used only for arrogance, right? That's just used for self-promotion. Or, God forbid, for immorality, a Jew should avoid it. Even the way that a Jew dresses has to ultimately engender a sense of submission and a sense of humility. A person shouldn't say, well, you know what? The nations of the world, they wear purple, so I'll wear purple as well. Klusin literally means like a weapon. Now here it's talking about, you know, that people used to wear like these ceremonial daggers, you know, which they weren't using for protection or for fighting, but rather, again, it was like a fashion statement. It was like a kofed statement. So again, a person shouldn't say, you know, they wear their fashion daggers, I'm going to wear my fashion dagger. Shedvarim halalu shachatz v'gaivahim v'lo be'ila chilek Yaakov. So this is really just a beautiful idea. He says, so essentially, excuse me, what the Mechaber is highlighting over here, what the Kitzur is highlighting is really two different things. One idea is the concept of just emulation of idolatry. So that, of course, is always going to be prohibited in any circumstance. The second piece is fashion that is only important fashion which represents a sense of arrogance, right? Fashion style or fashion accoutrements or accessories that are only there for covet and for gaiva. Those should be avoided because the job of a Jew is to be tzanua, the job of a Jew is to be anav, is to be an anav, the job of a Jew is to be modest, the job of a Jew is to be humble. So therefore, any fashion, you know, accessory or item that is there for self-aggrandizement, or that is there ultimately, again, to amplify, to, you know, to fan the fires of ego, or sense of self, that ultimately should be avoided. He goes on, he concludes, and he says, V'chein kol davar shem nagu l'minagu l'chok, dika l'mechash sheish bo shemetz avodas kocham lo yaskin yisar. Furthermore, again, if you're concerned that there's a particular article of clothing or manner of dress that may be somehow, some way associated with idolatry, one has to avoid that as well. V'chein lo yiga le'ach v'le'igay l'saros rosha kimom. Certainly, one should not take a haircut like the Gentile nations do, nor should one grow their hair out like the Gentile nations do. So again, we actually saw this in Daf Yomi not so long ago with Hakafas Harosh. We spoke about the Sefer HaChinuch, who brings down this idea about shaving off the payas. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the Isra there was to go out and look like the Gentile priests. So one should avoid either cutting their hair or growing out their hair, just for the purpose of looking like the nations of the world. He goes on, he says, Ella, yehe muvdal mehem b'mabushav, ubidiburo, ubishar masa. This is incredible. Rather, a Jew has to strive to be separate and distinct from his Gentile neighbors in the way that he dresses, in the way that he speaks, and in all manners of action. He says, kimo shu muvdal mehem midaito ubideos. The same way that I'm distinct in my thoughts, in my theology, sometimes even in my morality, I have, so those are all cognitive elements, right? So the same way, again, from a cognitive perspective, I clearly differentiate and distance myself often from what the general world is doing. Here the kids are saying it's not just a cognitive issue, but even physically, the way one dresses, the way one grooms themselves, should not be in order to resemble the nations of the world. V'chinu Omer, va'avdil eschem min ha'amim. In fact, again, one of the greatest praises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is he tells us, I separated you from the nations of the world. So it's interesting, because you know, throughout history, the Jew has spent so much time trying to ingratiate himself with the nations of the world, right? We often try consciously or subconsciously to be like everyone else. And meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the greatest compliment I can give Klal Yisrael is you're not like everyone else. So it's incredible how the very bracha, the greatest bracha that Hashem gives us, which is the bracha of distinction, is often the one that unfortunately we're so quick to shed, right? We're so ready to get rid of in an effort to be like everyone else, to look like everyone else, and to live like everyone else. So I was saying a profound halacha, how a Jew has to be ready to distinguish and differentiate himself, not only in the way that we think, not only in the way that we believe, but even in external factors as well. The way we dress, the way we groom, the way we physically present. All right, so I was saying shkoyach, good halacha today. Solid halacha, a lot of meat on the bones today. So wonderful to see all of you again. My apologies that it's been so inconsistent over the last couple of days, but I have a good feeling about this week. A good feeling in Meretz Hashem. We'll keep going. Shkach, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day. Gotta focus eyes that time.
I'm sorry?
Gotta focus eyes.